Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Guys, listen to this. Do you know anything about dual sidewall design, whisper grooves, earth diggers, or three-peak mountain certification? The Discover Rugged Trek Tire from Cooper has all of that and more. The unique dual sidewall design looks great and gives drivers the options for wear. Whisper groove technology blocks air from whistling through the tire, keeping that road noise where it belongs, outside. And if you find yourself out mudding with your friends, the earth diggers are large scoops and blocks on the side of the tire that act like cogs in a gear to help you dig in the loose dirt, sand, and mud, giving you traction on the trail. All of this has earned the Rugged Trek a three-peak certification, confidence that it has the goods to back up the looks. All Cooper tires are backed by a limited warranty, a 45-day test drive warranty, and select products are backed by tread wear mileage warranty, helping to give you confidence on the road. For complete product and warranty details, please visit www.coopertires.com or www.coopertires.ca. And remember, go with the Coopers.
So after playing Bay Harbor, we went to Boyne Highlands, the resort, Boyne Highlands proper, which sits technically just inside Harbor Springs, Michigan. And the course we played there is the Arthur Hills course, which I think if you're going up, especially as a first timer, you know, weekend trip, it's going to be everybody's favorite course at Boyne Highlands. And I think very deserved. The biggest, the best views of any course at Boyne Highlands, in my opinion. So just to set the stage a little bit, Boyne Highlands was developed by a guy named Everett Kirshner, who was originally from Detroit and had a dream of bringing snow skiing up to northern Michigan. And in the 1940s, he bought the land, which is now Boyne Mountain, for $1 and slowly began building this ski resort. Boyne Mountain was successful. He then built a second resort about 30-35 minute drive up at Boyne Highlands, a little further north, and developed another ski resort there. He was making money in the winter, and then naturally it was like, okay, how can I make money in the summer? And so that's where golf comes in. And so the first course built at Boyne Highlands was and is the Heather Golf Course, designed by Robert Trent Jones. That's the golf course near and dear to my heart. I worked in the pro shop there. And for my money, it's the best everyday golf course. It's walkable. It's challenging. It's just a very good, tournament golf course. And that's where they do, you know, they've done, various events, we'll be at the Heather.
One of the best 18th holes in the game too, right?
And the Heather features one of the best worst finishing holes anywhere in golf, downhill par four, setting up like a 200 yard shot over water to a slender green, with the only bailout area being this tiny little strip of fairway that runs left of the green. That's like impossible to hit from the diagonal angle, which you would have to hit it. Just an extraordinary golf hole. Anyway, I digress. We played the Hills course. The Hills, if it was the only thing keeping it, I think, from being my favorite golf course at Boyne Highlands, aside from like the Heather having the special place, obviously, is just it's not a walkable golf course. So that's, I think that's the thing that detracts it ultimately in my book, is you got to get in a cart and you got to ride. Fortunately, a lot of those drives from like green to tee are through the woods and very interesting. So points there for at least making the karting, a little bit fun. I think I want to, you know, it's an Arthur Hills course, obviously. Arthur just likes big, broad landscapes. Every Arthur Hills course I've played is just big and brawny. and open. Sully, next time you're in Columbus, you need to get out to the Virtues east of town. That's an Arthur Hills course. Very, very good golf course.
That used to be Longaberger?
Yeah, that's okay. Exactly right.
Which, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say Arthur Hills recently passed away. You know, he's kind of one of the quintessential Michigan golf course architects. And Randy, like back to your point about it being, you know, riding golf course, I think once a course is not walkable, it's like, what's the difference between having a
steer into
15 second ride between a hole and a 90 second ride between holes?
If it's right? getting you to like better land and cool features and stuff, I'm with you. It's an American golf experience, right? I mean, part of American golf is riding in a cart, and I love finding those walkable places, but like, it does not detract from my experience to go ride in a cart on a cool piece of land like this.
Well, that's what I was going to say, especially at the hills, is like some of those drives are shocked, like beautiful, right? Like going through some of those, like the planted forests and
the
like
timber areas.
Yeah, it was weird. We were joking about it, but you know, usually get done saying like, man, what a great walk. And that was like, man, what a cool ride that course was. It was awesome.
Nor would you want to walk some of those right. slopes like up to
right.
13, 14, you know, up there.
King of the cart paths.
Yeah, there are a few holes that I just want to specifically call out. I think 1 through 4 kind of eases you into the round. They're very playable opportunities to score. And then from one of the aforementioned drives off 4 green, you get into a planted pine area. And then all of a sudden you emerge into this 5th hole, and it just is... It's a gorgeous golf hole. It's just carved out of this, I don't know, nursery or just this area of pine trees that I think is among the most scenic that we probably played all trip. Long dogleg left, par four, challenging golf hole, kind of some mounding off the fairway all along the right side to a green that's interesting. So I think that's where the Hills course really... You know, that's the first time we're like, oh, okay, like this is a really awesome golf hole. And then from there, like number 10 is this 10's amphitheater, awesome. A short 4 to a pushed up kind of tabletop green. And depending on where they put the flag that day, you really have a choice off the tee, right? If the flag's in the back, I think you can hit driver and get as close to either on the green or just off the green. It's an easier chip. And where if that pin is front of the green, there's a huge bunker protecting the front. And so I think you want to be further back. You want to hit like a 5-iron off the tee and have a full swing wedge into that front green. But again, it's just the mounding and just the setting of the hole in the midst of this pine tree forest. It's just... It's incredible. And then, of course, 13, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, really, I think 12 is a very good golf hole.
Love 12.
It has one of the biggest blowout bunkers protecting the left side, kind of forces you to play off of that on your drive. And then it's a really interesting, difficult green. It plays a lot more uphill, I think, than a lot of people realize for the second shot. So you get off that, and then all of a sudden, it's like you're on a roller coaster or like on a ski lift, you just snake up this cart path literally through dense forest. And you're like, where am I going? What is this? You know, what is this leading to? And the reveal then on 13T, you kind of pop out of the woods and just in front of you is miles and miles of Northern Michigan hills.
Of Arthur's Hills. On
Arthur's Hills. And on a clear day, especially on a clear fall day, guys, it's one of the most beautiful spots on a golf course that I've ever been to. And the hole itself is pretty cool. It's a big downhill par 5. And those tee shots, man, they seem like they hang in the air forever. Those 3 holes in particular, I think, are my favorite. And then including 12, I guess, those 4 holes are my favorite. But curious if you guys have any others or any other comments on the hills.
Yeah, Randy, I'll say, like, I think 5 spectacular. I don't think it's probably the strategy is probably a little bit backwards on it, but in 10's legitimately great golf hole. I think from 12 onward, it's that par three after the
14.
14 is a fantastic little par three. I love the finishing hole.
That's what I was going to say. Really fun risk reward finishing hole. Drive it as close to the water as you want and leave yourself kind of this hero second shot into the par 5 to finish. That was a blast.
it's hard to place this course, right? It's very different from everything we played. On the surface, it just doesn't seem like it would be a golf course that I would feel very strongly about, yet I do. I really genuinely enjoy this golf course.
And we've played it on previous trips, too. Like, Randy, yeah, you've played it dozens of times. Solly and I both played it. Neil's played it prior as well on previous trips up to Northern Michigan. And I recall it fondly every time, and it never lets me down each new time I play it.
Which I was nervous, having a little bit more architecture knowledge going into it. Am I going to look at this and kind of scoff? But I did not have that experience at all.
Something else I like about a course like this is it has distinct sections of the course, which you could argue that can make a course feel disjointed. But Randy said the first 3-4 holes is a little bit of a warm-up, and then all of a sudden it's these pine trees, just very iconic. And then it gets very hilly, and then the 18th hole is so different from, the 13th hole that we talked about, just a straightforward par 5 over water. So you just get different sections of the course, keeps you interested throughout the round.